gas prices nationwide reach a high of $4.36.
Wow, $4.36.
Yeah, damn. They're so high now that John Heyman almost couldn't afford to get to the studio today.
Right.
Well, I was fortunate. Somebody drove me at his expense.
Nice.
good morning, Attorney John Heyman.
It's so nice to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, Phil's getting married Saturday. Do you have any advice for him?
Get a good lawyer.
Yes. Sign a prenuptial agreement.
Nice. Great. You'll keep that thing. You'll keep that devil dog.
You know, it doesn't sound terribly romantic, but when things go bad, if they do go bad, you're protected.
It just shows you're prepared.
So I'm guessing you didn't have one. How many times have you been married?
Twice.
Twice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long was the first one?
17 years.
That's a long run.
Yep.
Yeah. And I raised I raised three kids on my own from the first marriage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? Like
she had issues.
Oh, you know? Okay.
She had issues. I don't know. So the kids
were yeah. The kids were young?
Yeah.
So good for you.
So you know, I can relate to single mothers, you
know. That says a lot about who you are.
Yeah, having to breastfeed was tough for him.
Well, yeah.
You actually taped cans of milk to your chest.
Well, fortunately, they're above that age, but, you know, not that much above that age. But,
right.
Then the second marriage, how long did that last?
Well, technically 20 years, but really we were not really even living together 17 years, you know. So two long marriages.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, well, second one was not pleasant.
Oh.
Second one was not pleasant for the longest time. So
I'm happy
to be free of that situation, you know?
Good for you.
Single successful guy, yes.
So when you got married the second time, did you have money?
Yes.
But you didn't think to get a prenup? Or
No, I didn't have the courage to say to her, you know, and it's foolish of me, but I didn't have the courage to say, let's sign a prenuptial agreement. I thought to myself, well, this is so unromantic, you know, and it would kill everything, you know. So
right. It seems like it takes the air out of the room.
You just got to tell him it's a permission slip. He needs to sign this permission slip.
Man.
Well, so, I've had some interesting incidents after I became single, you know.
Oh, good.
Well, you know.
You mean like in a good way?
Well, interesting situations.
When did you become single?
Technically about a month ago, but
really?
We've been living apart for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So you've been dating for 3 years?
No.
No.
No. Been dating for maybe a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
what's that like? I mean, it's you're a famous person.
Well, you know,
big time attorney.
You go to in my day, we used to go to a bar to meet a woman, and now I typically go to a bar and there's guys there, and if there's not guys there, there's a whole bunch of women and they're clustered together. So.
Right. It's hard to break them apart.
They're all judging.
I yell fire.
I don't know how to break them apart.
Yeah.
And then the other place I used to meet women was at the gym. And in those days, people didn't have iPods, right? Now you go to the gym and everybody's isolated. So there's no communication. There's no social.
That's a great point.
Pleasure, you know? So,
how do you meet someone?
Well, you know, you got... The dating apps, you know?
Nice.
I'll bet if someone sees your picture on a dating app, they think it's a fake account.
Right.
It's like, it's
got to be an advertisement of some sort.
People just picture you needing to go.
I have a story beyond belief.
Okay.
So I see this woman, and we're texting a bit.
On a date, so you met her on a dating app?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And we're texting a bit, and she seems very pleasant and quite attractive. And I said, well, let's get together, because I'm not one who likes to text forever and ever, you know, just let's get together, have a drink, have dinner,
You got
whatever.
Through the first couple of texts where you think, this person's fun.
Exactly, all right. So she was kind enough to, she lived in Fairfield, I lived in the Hartford area. So she said, well, let's meet in New Haven. I thought that was very decent of her. So I was in this restaurant, and I'm sitting at the bar, having a drink, waiting for her. And somebody taps me on my shoulder and said, John, I'm so-and-so. I said, excuse me? And I look back at her. I say, "This is not the woman I've been looking at the photo of." All right.
Oh boy.
I said, "I'm sorry, I don't know you." She says, "Well, I'm so and so." I said, "You are?" She says, "Yeah, well, I'm the mother of so and so."
Oh.
Oh, she sent a mom instead?
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Wait, she used their daughter's picture, or the daughter sent the mom there to, like...
I honestly don't know. I don't know if she used her daughter's picture or if it was her way of getting...
I was
thinking of a filter. Abandoned ship.
I was thinking of a filter.
Oh, look, I got a case I got to go handle.
Honestly, I'm a gentleman, and I said, "I'm here, I'm hungry. I'll make the most out of a bad situation," because I knew I was never going to see her again. But I was a gentleman, and we had dinner together, and that was that. But, I mean, these kind of things happen.
She used her daughter's picture.
Yeah. Well, she could have used anybody's picture. I don't know whose picture that was.
Oh, she said it was her daughter.
She said it was her daughter.
Was there any resemblance?
From that point forward, I didn't believe a word that she said, you know? I mean,
right.
When you
credibility
start off,
gone.
Right. Right. And, you know, nowadays, you know, you look at photos and photos don't reveal the true picture.
Yeah, no,
you know?
The filters.
Yeah, they got all these filters.
Yep.
People look 30 years younger. People look flawless. And not that I'm not flawless or whatever, but, you know, that's how you judge somebody.
Well, you seem like you would be, you know, an ideal person to meet. Good looking guy, very successful.
Right.
Have to have some kind of stable life to run a law firm as successful as you. A lawyer.
Yeah.
Right? It's
yep.
all good.
Yep.
Well dressed.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate all that. And we'll see what happens. There I don't know. I don't know what the future has.
That's interesting.
But I'm one of those people who enjoys being part of a couple. So I hope that
you like
comes
a partner.
True. I do like a partner. I like somebody to come home to.
Yes. What does your dating app say? What is the paragraph? What is the...
Your bio.
Your bio.
Honestly, my sister wrote it for me.
Oh.
All right?
Oh, really?
So, it says we ride.
That's good.
Yeah. So
which one? Can we look it up? Is there any way we can look it up? Bill,
it's
are you
on
looking
Match.
Right now?
Look it up.
It's on
it's
Match.
On Match.
Yeah. I was asking in here if he knew how to find it, so we're working on that.
Gotcha. Okay. Right. So that's
he's
pretty...
telling me no, but I feel like he does.
You know what?
He says, "If you go down, I'll pick you up."
What's he say?
He's saying no. No, no.
That'd be a great line. If you go down, I'll pick you up.
Or if you go down, I'll just stay that right down with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll join you.
I love this friggin' guy. He's just so real. He's that's a real guy.
Awesome.
What a good move that is, though, to have your sister write it.
Well,
I think guys go wrong.
All right, so
that's where they go wrong. Yeah. Writing it.
Yes, women will know what other women want.
Exactly.
Yes,
for the most part.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, she knows all your good qualities. Right.
Well, she knows my good qualities, and she knows she's been on the dating apps for a while, and she knows what people are looking for.
Right.
You know, and it was all the truth. It was just said in a manner different than I would have said it.
Right.
So she was my ghostwriter.
It's like, I can't tell if it's a person or I'm buying a car.
But I will,
low miles, that's it.
I will tell you something.
Decent condition?
Nobody reveals their true age on these apps.
Right? Really?
No.
Well, John, you're saying I can't search without creating a profile, and I feel like doing that a couple days before my wedding is not
a good idea. Ashley, do it. Give it a couple months.
Oh, wow. What kind of a woman are you looking for? What's the age range, hobbies, interests, personality type?
Well, I like a warm, kind, sweet, giving individual, and I'm prepared to do the same in return.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I like somebody who likes adventure and to travel and enjoys fun activities.
Right.
And
willing to sign a prenup if it gets serious?
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah, you got to mention that early.
This time around, that would be the case.
Yeah.
But I have never married a woman who was self-sufficient. All right. I get married and they quit their job and that's it. You know,
well, they don't have to, right? Would you want someone working?
They keep
because
going,
you're at a stage in your life now where you could take a day off here, take a day off there. Let's fly out over here. Let's do, like, if somebody's working, they don't have that luxury to call the boss and say, I'm out for 3 days.
Yeah. I understand. So maybe there's a happy medium, somebody who has some money of their own that doesn't depend entirely upon me and has a bit of freedom. So somebody... Yeah. Maybe who owns their own business and is independent, you
and
know?
Can move around and you know, do everything from a laptop or remotely or whatever.
Or works for you.
There you go.
That's where they have their own hours.
Right. Field my call.
You're taking off today.
I will tell you that my first wife was a divorce client. In those days, I was doing all kinds of work, and my first wife was a divorce client. And like, pow, you know.
It happens a lot.
It just, I mean, we just hit it off immediately, you know. And
almost 20 years. It's a good match.
Yeah.
You know, people grow apart. Things happen.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about John Heyman's here. Let's talk about this ride you have coming up.
Well,
I know you're very
passionate
about it.
Well, I am very passionate. And you know the Heyman Law Firm has been involved for 40 years. Supporting the motorcycle community, and I'm so very proud to be a member of the community. We've done so much on behalf of charities, veterans. It could be the Pink Wig Run, you know, for breast cancer.
Yeah.
It could be for kids who are in need of medical attention.
Our experience has been the biker community is the most giving, generous community.
Always
you
there.
Said it.
Always
you said
there.
It. Yep. And I've done my best to try to bring to the attention of the public that you don't judge a book by its cover, because the cover doesn't show the true self.
Yeah,
and the
I typically like the cover of the biker community.
Love the cover.
Leather.
Yep.
Motorcycle.
Yep.
Well, you know what I'm talking
about.
Because I remember the days. I remember the days I used to have. We'd take a client to a trial and have to put them in long sleeve shirts to cover up the tattoos. And nowadays,
now it's normal. Now the judge has a tattoo on the face.
Well, nowadays,
just guilty.
Nowadays, we say if they've been in an accident. Well, their artwork has been destroyed.
Yeah.
So, you know, things change.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, in the old days, women didn't ride motorcycles. There were a very small percentage of them rode motorcycles. Now, a good 30% have their own bikes. So it's a different community. You know? And we have a lot of fun together. We go to a lot of parties. We go to a lot of events. And there's virtually not a weekend that goes by that I'm not supporting, attending, and promoting a charitable event, whether it's in Connecticut or Massachusetts.
Yeah,
nice.
I see the Heyman girls at a lot of these events.
Yeah, they go to all the events, right? And my first wife, quite frankly, I'll give her credit for that, because when I first started doing this many, many years ago, first time I attended an event, I was in a suit and tie. Nobody came near me. They thought I might have been a cop.
Narc! Narc!
Second time, I dressed rather casually. A few of my friends came by, but nobody else. And then my ex-wife came by, and she was a former model, and she was wearing a miniskirt and high heels. And I'm handing out booklets, and next thing I know, the guys are coming by. You know,
Wow, I'm really bringing them in.
The light bulb came off. Right. Hey, girls, right?
They don't want to talk to dudes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So if it takes, you know, attractive women to sell beer, it's going to, you know, it's certainly going to take more than just my ugly face to sell law, you know.
Yeah.
But this coming Sunday, this is a special event, and it's usually the kickoff event of the year. It generally takes place in April, and fortunately it didn't this year and it didn't last year either because of COVID. But this year, it's a month later, it's May 15th, and it's the Blessing of the Bikes at the Waterfront Plaza in New London. It's previously it was held at the Ocean Beach Park, and now it's at the waterfront, and it's a great, great venue, because there's all kinds of vendors there. You can buy all kinds of material things from food to paraphernalia.
It's way more than just a ride.
Yeah.
It's much more than a ride.
It's like a cool flea market with a ride.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you can browse, meet friends, because this will probably be the very first weekend of really fine weather that we're going to have. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Blessing. It's a blessing of the bikes.
Yeah, the gates open at 11. The blessing's at 2 o'clock. It's only a $10 admission. And I advise everybody to go. I advise people who don't even ride bikes to go because they'll have a great time.
Right.
And it's a friendly group of people, and everybody's going to have a good time. So I encourage it, and we've been promoting this event for I can't even tell you how many years, but it's sponsored by the New London Bike Club, the largest bike club in the state of Connecticut.
Wow.
And it's all for charity, and I could name off the various charities, but everything we do and everything we promote and everything we sponsor is only on behalf of events that support charities.
Right, that's
so
pretty
proud
cool
to say that. I do want to mention to you, if I have a moment, we created a new site, and it's called Two Wheels on the Road, and it's for bikers only, and it's on our website, and you can go to Two Wheels on the Road, and it's an opportunity for bikers to talk to other bikers, to communicate. They may talk about mechanical issues. They may talk about different
who
rides
has this
they've
part
taken,
right?
and it's grown rapidly since we've created it. So I encourage anybody and everybody who has a bike and is interested in talking to other bikers or communicating and find out what's going on each and every weekend to join Two Wheels on the Road.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. There's nothing like, even if you're not a biker,
yeah,
there's nothing like hearing that roar of the motorcycles by.
Someday.
It really is
someday.
Something
it's a
else.
Thrill. It's a thrill, isn't it?
I mean, it really is.
Right. Someday.
So thank you, John Heyman, for coming in. Let's get you a woman. We'll have to have you back, and we'll do a dating game.
Well, listen, if you get any calls, let me know.
I'm going to write your numbers down, whether it be personal injury or women.
But this time around, I'm not looking for a terribly young woman because they're too young. But
age range?
I'd like somebody in their 50s.
Okay.
In their 50s, I think would be perfect.
All right.
Nice.
50s. Yeah.
50s.
Okay.
Boom.
All right. Someone who's physically fit.
That has to be.
Yeah, you go to the
Somebody who I look at their face and puts a smile on my face.
Right.
That's very nice.
Without being in clown makeup, yes.
That's very nice. John Heyman, thank you for coming in. Appreciate your support. We're linked up to this ride and all things John Heyman on the radio station website. Thank you, brother.
I want to thank you for your support over the years.
Always.
Always here, man.
Always.